Well, running 26.2 miles in 2 hours or less has been described as the moonshot marathon, but that's precisely what a team of three men is now training to do. They'll take their shot in a specially set up race sometime next year. Here and now's Alex Ashlock reports.
Oxford, running for the 3A's against the University, Roger Bannister limbers up for a planned attack on that 4-minute mile never before achieved by man.
In 1954, Roger Bannister of Great Britain did something no one thought was possible.
Up to the finishing line. Time, 3 minutes, 59.4 seconds. Shattering the 4-minute mile, the Everest of athletic achievement.
The new Everest is running a longer race, a much longer race, the marathon, in 2 hours or less.
3 minutes. This is absolutely astonishing. Legendary running from Dennis Kimeto as the line approaches. Watch the clock now.
Kenya's Dennis Kimeto is the current world record holder in the marathon. 2 years ago in Berlin, he finished the 26.2-mile race in just 2 hours, 2 minutes, and 57 seconds. Pretty impressive. But here's some perspective on how much faster Kimeto would have had to run per mile to hit the 2 hour mark.
7 seconds a mile.
That's Ed Caesar on Skype. He's the author of 2 hours, The Quest to Run the Impossible Marathon.
So Kimeto ran 441 miles, and these guys are going to have to run 434s. I mean, the difference between that, as anyone who's ever run in any serious way will know, is massive. It's such an audacious goal.
The three men selected by Nike to chase that audacious goal are Eliud Kipchoge of Kenya, Lalisa Desisa of Ethiopia, and Zerzanay Tedese of Eritrea. Kipchoge is considered the world's best marathon runner right now. He won the Olympic marathon in Rio this past summer. Desisa is a two-time Boston Marathon winner, and Tedese is the world half marathon champion. But Caesar says he seems to be the odd man out in this group.
Because he's run 58:23 for the half marathon, the fastest time ever, but he's never really done anything at the full marathon distance. He doesn't seem to have fulfilled his potential.
The Nike team that will try to help him fulfill his potential includes coaches, nutritionists, and psychologists. So far, they haven't released any details about the special race they'll set up next spring. But Caesar says he would stage it on a flat course, with the runners completing the same circuit several times. And other runners would help these three keep up the necessary pace.
I'd use the looped course because I'd want pacemakers to come in and out so that you could maintain this really high pace all the way through the race.
But can they do it? Can they shave nearly 3 minutes off the current world record in the marathon?
I think it's a long shot. I don't think it's impossible. If they get everything right around the race and set it up right, they could do it. But it's a huge, huge task.
And if it happens, if someone is able to run a marathon in 2 hours or less, it would be an achievement similar to Roger Bannister cracking the 4-minute mile.
At one level, it means nothing. But at another level, it means everything. It's the summiting of a vast mountain that was previously unclimbable.
Bannister climbed that mountain in 1954. We'll see if someone else can do it in 2017. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock.